CNN Student News. We bring commercial-free current events to middle and high school classrooms, and today we're kicking off our 2014-2015 school year. Awesome. My name is Carl Azus. Let's get you some news. There's been a lot going on over the summer, including conflicts, plural, in the Middle East. One involves Hamas and Israel. Hamas is a political party, and what the U.S. and some other countries consider a terrorist group. Hamas controls the Palestinian territory of Gaza. It's been blamed for firing numerous rockets into Israel. Israel has launched airstrikes and a ground operation to destroy Hamas's secret tunnels. Officials estimate that hundreds of Palestinian militants and even more civilians have been killed. Israel says 64 of its soldiers and 3 of its civilians have been killed. The two sides accepted a temporary ceasefire yesterday, but previous ones have fallen apart.
Even seasoned Middle East experts and diplomats I talked to say the crisis in the Middle East now is the worst they've ever seen it. And one of the reasons is that there are multiple crises happening at the same time. Let's start with Israel and Gaza. This is, of course, a decades-old conflict, but there are new complications. One is economic desperation inside Gaza, in part because of the economic blockade, the blocking of smuggling tunnels. Really, no money is coming in there, no trade, and that puts Hamas in a desperate position, which some believe makes it have much less to lose with a military conflict, even when it's outmatched by Israel. More broadly, a lot of the traditional mediators in this conflict just don't have the same influence they used to have in the past. The U.S. with somewhat less involvement in the region than in the past, but also Arab nations. For one, Egypt, much less sympathetic to the Hamas cause. Same goes for other Arab leaders who in the past might have been much more publicly critical of Israel's offensive there. This time they haven't been because they are so much against Hamas. So who is going to broker a peace deal? It's difficult to find mediators who all sides consider trustworthy. While Israel is facing Hamas in Gaza, several other countries in the region at the same time are facing ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, which now calls itself simply the Islamic State. It, of course, started in Syria as one of the several rebel groups that was fighting the regime of Bashar al-Assad. But then from there it spilled over into Iraq, and now it's making enormous progress there, taking over virtually a third of the country, the north and west of the country. As it expands, it's threatening other countries. It has reached the border of Turkey, the border of Jordan, the border of Saudi Arabia. And these countries are very concerned about spillover. Saudi Arabia sent 30,000 new troops to its border with Iraq to keep ISIS out. And we even saw ISIS expand into Lebanon, taking over a town there.
ISIS, or Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, concerns so many people in the region, partly because it's a brutal terrorist organization. It aims to kill anyone who doesn't practice its strict interpretation of Islam. ISIS has been accused of murdering hundreds of civilians, including children, throughout the Middle East. The U.S. is particularly concerned about the situation in Iraq. The last American combat troops from the U.S.-led war there left in 2011. Now the American military is once again involved in Iraq. President Obama has authorized airstrikes against ISIS targets. The intent is to protect civilians, including Iraqi minorities and Americans in Iraq, from ISIS. The Obama administration blames a weak Iraqi government for the quick advance of ISIS in the country. The U.S. wants to see political reform in Iraq.